From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May has formally begun Britain's departure from the European Union. She notified EU Council President Donald Tusk Wednesday in a letter. It comes 9 months after voters in the United Kingdom opted for Brexit. In an interview, Ms. May said she expects a period of transition.
We want to make sure that we are ending the jurisdiction of the European Court of Justice and that we are able to control movement of people coming from the European Union.
Years.
We want to have the agreements done in 2 years. There may, as I say, then be a period from which we're implementing those arrangements.
The EU Parliament's chief negotiator on Brexit, Guy Verhofstadt, said the negotiations will be challenging.
I think it's absolutely naive to think that in 14, 15 months you can negotiate everything. Withdrawal agreement, transition arrangements, and on top of that all the details of a future partnership, including trade agreement, security agreement.
Tusk said the EU would seek to minimize the cost of Brexit to both sides. The funeral of South African anti-apartheid activist Ahmed Kathrada took on a political tone Wednesday, with criticism heaped on current President Jacob Zuma, who didn't attend. Former Deputy President Galema Molante said Kathrada was deeply disturbed by the current post-apartheid failure of politics.
The position of president is one that must at all times unite this country behind a vision and program that seeks to make tomorrow a better day than today.
Kathrada, who died Tuesday at 87, had spoken out against corruption and the failings of the ruling African National Congress government. The government has been plagued by repeated criticism of corruption and mismanagement. This is VOA News.